to them, and also they'll be covering a song which I call Genius. Yes. Right, let's kick off with a song called Gimme Gimme off the 95 album Killjoy, which many say is She Has Finest. Give a big hand.
And we're heading for a time. What we've
first track, and already the hands are clapping and the speakers were getting jumped off. So there's still lots more fun to be had. So she had based in Melbourne or Australia, wherever, but they're here with us today, which I think is lovely. So this is very special for us, and half an hour of goodness still to come. So let's play more music. This is Ghosts from the Past by a band called She Had. Off the third album, She Had. Give a big hand.
Come on in, everybody. Come on down.
If you're enjoying that, there's still lots more stuff to be coming, including the cover, which will get your TV cranking in more ways than one. You'll honestly, you'll be shaking your little legs like that. Right, so after the break, join me! Right, this is the killer Friday night, y'all. If you're at home, get the bevvies out, bring the girlfriends down and have a party, because She Had right behind me rocking out. We're about to play some more old stuff. This is a song called Deb's Night Out, and it's, yeah! And it's got,
I'm
Right, now, I've got an intimate question and answer, so gather round. Okay, this is good, this is nice, we can just hang out and just, like, chill and stuff.
Chilling.
So, basically, I've got some questions that have been put to you from the nation. There's some great questions and some odd names. Right, so we'll kick off with Sean from Wallacetown. Do you feel more of an Australasian band rather than a Kiwi band now? Who wants to answer that?
Australasian.
No, I definitely. I mean, when I go back to my house in Wellington, I definitely feel like I'm a New Zealander.
Yeah, sure. Now this is from Tanya in Christchurch. Having been together for so long, do you still find inspiration in one another?
In one another. We find inspiration in the way each other plays their musical instrument, for sure.
You don't like each other.
Oh no, we like each other a lot, but I think. Like the inspiration for the music tends to be just what happens when we get together and play music rather than, oh, I suppose it's to do with the personalities as well, but yeah, what do I know?
You know nothing. Right, okay, more music after the break. Saddest song off the wonderful album Love Is New Hate. It's after the break. I don't know where I'm looking. I'm just kind of looking. But it works, isn't it? It just works. So enjoy that after the break. More music, more love, and a big cover to come. Check it.
C4. The choice is yours.
This is a song called The Saddest Song in the World.
Oh,
right, this is going to be the theme tonight, because we're about to get way more heavy. It's cover time. Also, remember that Shehad will be going on a tour around New Zealand this coming summer, so get ready for that. But right, this is what we've all been waiting for. I've been actually quite excited about this one. You know a band called Motorhead? You know that song Ace of Spades, which was released in 1980 off the album with the same name, Ace of Spades? Lemmy, you know Lemmy with that other face he's got on his face? Like that face thing, that like, weird mole thing? John doesn't have one. So here we go. Give a big hand for Shehad covering Motorhead, Ace of Spades.